As those events at the UN unfold this morning, Russia's government is also dealing with demonstrations at home. Tens of thousands flooded downtown Moscow today, braving sub-zero temperatures to protest Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's expected return to the presidency next month. NPR's Corey Flintoff went out to those demonstrations. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So what was it like out there? I understand the it's pretty frigid in Moscow today.
Well, it was cold, around minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. But despite that, there was a big and pretty good-humored crowd. People were generally very well-dressed for the weather and prosperous-looking, so they didn't seem to be there because they were in economic distress. We saw a lot of signs, protest signs. One I saw that would resonate with American voters said to the government, "We are not the opposition. We are your employers."
Well, I know that the opposition, if they do call themselves that, opposing Putin's return to the presidency in March, opposition leaders have been fragmented. I mean, were they up on the podium and did they have a unified message? What were they saying?
Well, insofar as it was unified, they demanded that Putin step down at the end of this current term and get out of politics. They're also calling for freeing political prisoners and conducting new elections to replace the ones they consider to have been fraudulent. They want Grigory Yablonsky of the Yabloko Party to be registered as a candidate. He was struck from the March ballot because of alleged irregularities in his nominating petitions. And other speakers called on the crowd not to vote for Putin, and they demanded firing of the elections committee chairman.
Well, what were the demonstrators saying out in the crowd? I mean, you painted a picture of people who not economically distressed, you said.
Exactly. The people that we talked with said they have no illusions that Putin is going to be ousted. They are convinced that he'll be elected in March, but they want the government to know that they're aware of the election fraud. I talked to a 37-year-old university professor named Valeria Kurmakayeva. She said she's convinced that Putin will be elected, but that people like her want the government to know they're aware of the corruption and they aren't going to stand for it anymore.
It's important to show the others, that the Russian people, and there are many of them, and that actually we have a different opinion and we want our opinion to be heard.
And that's a message we heard from many people, David. It's not economic discontent. It's a specific message to clean up Russian politics.
And, Corey, we should say Putin does seem to have been caught off guard. I mean, this is now the third big demonstration in Moscow since December, but he's responding and trying to organize his own protest, and one was also today in Moscow in favor of him.
Yes, they were calling it, the organizers of that protest were calling it an anti-orange rally, meaning that they don't want and they don't trust a people-powered kind of revolution like the one in Ukraine. That one was said to be much smaller, the one, the pro-Putin rally, and people there spoke about being bussed in from their workplaces. In fact, one of our Russian NPR staffers was out paying an electric bill yesterday when a supervisor walked into the utility office and she told the women at the counter that they were expected to show up at the pro-Putin rally. So we have an eyewitness account.
There were some other protests planned in other cities elsewhere outside of Moscow, Corey. Was there significant turnout anywhere else?
Yes, we did. We heard that there were about 5,000 people who turned out in Petersburg. And there were supposedly a number of smaller demonstrations in cities throughout Russia. But we're not clear at this point how many people actually came.
It's NPR's Corey Flintoff speaking to us from our bureau in Moscow. Corey, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.